If you live in Australia, you've probably noticed the increased interest in Halloween this year. More homes decorated and more ghoulish paraphernalia being sold in local supermarkets and grocery stores. Australian market research company Roy Morgan anticipated more than 1 in 5 people would be taking to the streets in costume or decorating their homes for this year's Halloween. They anticipated that the average person would be spending $103 on Halloween, up 11% over 2024. Why? It isn't like Australia is attached to the history of Halloween. Australians don't celebrate Thanksgiving, though they certainly do celebrate Black Friday the day afterwards. And this exposes part of the reason why Halloween is becoming so popular. Companies, both Halloween and Black Friday, are big potential earners, as are Christmas and Easter. Hence the heavy lean towards materialism, gifts, lollies, decorations, and of course, all those sales. And Australians are quite literally buying into it. But have you stopped to consider if you should? Is Halloween just a harmless chance to dress up and eat some lollies? Is Christmas just a time for family? You might even argue that the latter is an important part of the Christian calendar. The Christian Bible commands us in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21, to prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Can we prove Christmas, Easter, and Halloween in the Bible? If not, we could find ourselves holding fast to something that is not good, but is actually pagan. What holidays or holy days should Christians observe? God certainly recorded in detail the keeping of certain days in both the Old and the New Testament. He commands the keeping of the holy days and festivals of Passover, unleavened bread, Pentecost, trumpets, atonement, tabernacles, and the last great day. But in all likelihood, you haven't heard of half of these days. But you have undoubtedly heard and maybe even practiced some of the counterfeits. Easter, for instance, is mentioned once in the New Testament, in Acts 12 and verse 4. But it is a mistranslation of the original Greek word, Pascha, and should be translated Passover. Christmas gets no mention in the Bible, though God certainly does warn against some of the modern Christmas traditions that we all know, such as the setting up of an evergreen tree. You can find that in Jeremiah 10. You could ask yourself, was Christ born on December 25th? The Bible suggests otherwise. And of course, the Bible has plenty to say about the gore, violence, demonism of Halloween. Candy canes, Easter bunnies, and pumpkins might seem innocent enough, or a good chance for making memories as a family. In fact, many people are aware of the pagan origins of these days, but they figure the keeping of them makes no difference to their religion. It's innocent fun, even. But God doesn't take such customs lightly, and neither should we. If you would like more of the biblical perspective on these festivals and what God expects when it comes to their observance, well then consider starting with our free booklet, Pagan Holidays or God's Holy Days, Which? And a link for this book will be provided in the show notes below. And be sure to like and subscribe below. The Bible is the only authority when it comes to what is holy and what is pagan. And these free materials and videos will help you to align your life with the teachings of the Bible. So happy studies, and we'll see you again at thetrumpet.com.